It's the 15th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The adoption of computer-related innovation to address mundane tasks in policing is allowing officers more time to focus on other officer-associated duties. Chris Philip, the policing minister, has applauded Bedfordshire Police's use of artificial intelligence to increase productivity and has recommended that other forces across the country follow suit. Currently, officers are using the Doc Defender AI program, developed using Amazon Web Services, to redact sensitive identification data from electronic sources in a fraction of the time. A policing report released in October places the technology as a central focus going forward. Privacy advocates have voiced concern regarding the expansion and potential abuse of these systems in policing. Research conducted by Dr. Sarah Wadd at the University of Bedfordshire indicate that care home quality of life could be improved if residents were allowed to consume alcoholic beverages. Her findings point to the fact that the introduction of safe amounts of alcohol would promote sociable interactions and reduce isolation. Sarah Owen, the MP for Luton North, recently commented on the need for local journalism is now more important than ever. Her statements were made following the loss of 450 jobs at Reach PLC, the UK's largest news publisher last month, which led to the demise of the Bedfordshire Live website. She added, "Without concerted effort by the government, Ofcom and media companies, good local media will be a feature of the past and communities will be much poorer for it." Blazing Puds, a festive barley wine created by Bedfordshire's Michael Parks, has been called the perfect combination of winter warmer and Christmassy cheer. The beverage dominated the one-of-a-kind category at the 5th annual Bedfordshire Homebrewers competition. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.